Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only way you win. I know, this is my nightly mantra. Sorry. Well, not really sorry. Kind of like the Sesame Street thing. It's the only way you guys get it sometimes. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This is a very special day. Some of you may weep when I say this. No, really. Seriously. I mean, very important. You should be remembering these things because they changed the course of history. They're one of those landmark days that you never, ever, ever want to forget. On this day in history, June 29th, 2007, the first iPhone went on sale. You know, they touted it as a game changer in the smartphone space, you know, in the world. I think it's a game changer on society. I think it's a game changer for our young people. Right? You have to ask the question, because they're so, our young people are so stuck on these things. It's like their brain, they use it for their brain, they use it to think, they use it to do everyday things, communicate. I mean, they are on that thing almost 24/7. Right? All 164 Apple retail stores in the U.S. stayed open until midnight that night. Customers were in the street. I mean, seriously, sleeping on the sidewalk to get a copy of this phone. I remember the Apple servers that this was on for about 3 or 4 days were down, crashing. They weren't expecting this kind of turnout. Right? They could purchase 2 phones at the time. First come, first serve. Nothing you couldn't put on the shelf and wait, you know? I don't know how much they were at the time. They were really expensive. The article doesn't tell you. They're lots of money. I remember when the complaints were coming across about the phone, I thought it was hilarious. Jobs finally stepped up and was like, hey, you know what? it's a phone. It had just under 500 apps when it first hit the market. I don't even know what those would be. I think it had Safari, stocks, voice memos, all that fun stuff. I find this thing interesting because it truly is a game changer. Oh, there you go, $400. Think about that. Back in 2007, $400. It was big money. Apple unveiled the 3G network a year later. right? The when you think about what this has done, not just the communication, but the society as a whole, how do we deal with it? How do we communicate with each other anymore? Do we pick up the phone? Do we look at each other? Do we meet at a coffee shop? Right? You got to ask these questions because you got to look back on history and see what it's done to us. Anyway, you've seen what's happened over the years. We've had the fellow on a couple of times about what this has done to our youth, what these smartphones have done to our young kids. And it's not good. It's not happy. It's not a happy place to be. I'm telling you. I mean, look at I get it. I get the convenience. Oh, all right. See, you guys are so smart. Somebody just sent me, they've sold almost 2.5 billion units since 2000. Billion, not million, billion units since 2007. I think, what is it, the Android Samsung? I think they're number two. It's just amazing what we'll do to have the gadget, don't you think? 855-REAL-CHO, 855. Hey, look, come on. Can't always be the negative news, although that's somewhat partially negative. But, yeah, the iPhone, 2007, today. And then somehow they've switched it every year, and now it comes out, I think, September, the update. Every year. Every single year. I think it's hilarious. Anyway, 855-REAL-CHO, 855-732-5563. So much appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. We've got Alfonso Rachel going to join us after the break. Love that guy. Joins us every week. Kind of different take. We got a lot of stuff happening today. A lot of this ought to be interesting. I'll put it that way. Affirmative action. I don't even know what to call it. I'm gonna let him deal with it. You know, but affirmative action was squelched for all intents and purposes. Totally, in case you didn't know, totally unconstitutional. Always has been. But, you know, the bleeding hearts always said, hey, look, we got to have a way to even the playing field. So let's totally ignore the Constitution. What do you think? It's just amazing. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, Alfonso Rachel joins me right after the break. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I seriously appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. And let me bring him on because, you know, really, truly, he's a lot smarter than I am. He's got a better grip on this stuff than I do, and he can talk me up. Yeah, right. He can talk me off the ceiling. Alfonso Rachel, we lovingly refer to as Zoe. Host of the Zopian Den, Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, the Zoloft, and Soul Food Radio soon. I'm going to actually start running the old ones because they're timeless, just to get people greased up again. You know what I'm saying? Because we're gonna need this kind of talk this year, as I see what's going on out there. All right, so, you know, I sent you some flowers and my condolences because, you know, I know your world for your people, your world was shattered today because we can no longer... I'm trying to do this with a straight face. It's not working. Because your world was shattered, you know, but Whoopi Goldberg and Barack and Michelle Obama and, you know, all the players, right? You know, all the players talking about how now colleges will be predominantly white from now on, jobs again, these training, all this stuff will turn into, turn us back into 1850, not even 1950, because the black community will not be able to get a leg up. Now, for the white boy here, I want to say, isn't that a racist comment in and of itself? Because you, the black community, can't get ahead without affirmative action or the help of the white guy? Really?
Yeah, man, and I appreciate the consolation of the flowers, man, and that fruit basket that you said that had watermelon and oranges in it.
You're going to get me killed. Oh, it's okay, ridiculous. So, go ahead. Go for it.
It is. It is ridiculous, man. You know, the whole thing about whether affirmative action and all that sort of stuff, man, and the of course, this topic is a hot topic. It equals ratings, money, votes, and all that sort of stuff. The conversation, you know, it's, as long as it's going to stimulate that, it's always going to be part of the conversation.
Right.
And, you know, we're under this, you know, a lot of the black community is under this impression that we have to have affirmative action. And I have not met one black person who will admit to needing it themselves. It's like the rest of you Negroes need affirmative action. I got my job because I'm talented and because I'm this and because I'm that. I didn't need no affirmative. So, okay, well, I don't know of any black purpose. It's like, hey, Whoopi, did you need affirmative action to get your job on The View? Are you there because of a quota or are you there because you're actually talented in what you do?
I'm going to say something. Look, I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't care if you're black, Asian, Hispanic, or whatever. There are sometimes I go into a job or I'm, you know, doing some consulting work and I'm going, now remember, I don't care what color you are. Yeah, that person needed affirmative action to get through school. Period.
Yeah.
Okay? That person needed what they call curve grading to get through school. Okay.
And see, that's the other stigma though, Joe, is because of this stuff like that, people are gonna be wondering. It's like, you know, you when a physician steps into the room, it's like, man, are you actually competent or did you get in there did you get your degree on a curve? You know? We don't need that kind of stuff, man.
Well, look at what was it, last week or the week before, American Airlines or United Airlines came out and said that they were going to start being more diverse in their choices for pilots, and they would be putting POC, people of color, at the top of the list. I'm going, all right, so those are the two airlines I'll never fly again. Because you know what? I don't care what color you are. I care that you have white hair. Because that means you've been around for a long time. You've been flying for a long time.
Hey, case in point. What was that? That's the submersible, man, that went on that tour for the Titanic.
Oh yeah,
that's the stuff that they pulled with that. It's like, yeah, we want diversity, and we don't. That's going to trump experience, you know, in terms of. And they're not listening to the people saying, man, this thing isn't seaworthy, man.
No. Let's be serious here. At least while you're dying and you're hearing that thing imploding, you'll feel good about the fact that whoever got the job of putting together and piloting it was a product of diversity. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I gave my life up for diversity. Yeah, we're good. Okay.
Yes. But that is a serious bit. I mean, that's the kind of nonsense or nonsensical tragedies that can happen because of stuff like this, man. And like I said, you know, you have the black community or the liberals in general are inviting this stigma to be on us. Just like you said, you know, we can't do anything unless, you know, the white superhero makes these things for us. At the end of the day, you got all these, you know, so-called people of color depending on white people to forfeit their supremacy. You ain't gonna do nothing unless white people forfeit their supremacy and let you have a leg up. And then you'll have a chance because you can't do it unless white folks let you do it. How insulting is that?
I know. And when I say it, they look at me like I got nine heads. I go, think about what you're saying. But you scream so long about, yeah, you just think you're a white savior. You're gonna come save me. No. Actually, I think you can do it on your own. You don't need me. You've been browbeat forever and tell you you can't make it without their help. You don't need them either.
Yeah. It was like, what was that, when they were going to that movie when Black Panther was coming out. And you had this girl, she went viral because she's like, white people are not allowed to go see the new Black Panther.
Yeah.
Remember that? It's like, white people can't go see the new Black Panther movie, even though the Black Panther character was made by white people. You can't go see the movie. And if you do show up, you can buy our tickets. You can stand outside to make sure that other people. And it's like, you mean to tell me that other black people who can't afford a ticket can have the white person intercede for them? It's like, I thought Wakanda was supposed to be all about independence and resourcefulness, and you mean to tell me that you're still depending on white people to get a ticket for you to go see the Wakanda movie? Oh, man.
I got to tell you, you're so right. I look at this stuff sometimes, and I do nothing but laugh. And you say, again, to your point, right? The white savior, when they were calling it that. Anything that a white guy wanted to do, and maybe I didn't start off, or whoever didn't start off to help out a black person, just thought they'd helped this group, this family, this cause, or whatever. And after they take his check, they're like, oh, yeah, you just put a white guilt. You just, you think you're a white savior. You're going to save us. Like, give me back the check. Not a problem. There's a Hispanic family over here that needs some money. We're really happy to give it to them, you know? Everything. But, you know, it's we'll talk about this on the other side of the break. It's rolling up. Because Joe Biden's new choice for chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff openly said at a press conference that he's going to be looking for more diversity, more people of color to fill these high-end spots, seats, jobs. And going, how about you just get the best person for the job? If they're all black, God bless. I don't care. But you scare me. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperD.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Democrats in Congress are demanding change in light of Thursday's Supreme Court ruling outlawing race-based admissions at the nation's colleges and universities. Congressman Joaquin Castro of Texas says affirmative action has given opportunities to underserved communities.
And today's Supreme Court decision ensures that our colleges and universities will look less like real-life America than they should.
He says if colleges cannot use race then they should also be blind when it comes to legacy. Transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney says she's angry at Bud Light for not defending her against transphobic customers.
Mulvaney said ever since she posted a video promoting Bud Light, she's received a large wave of hate and transphobia. Mulvaney said she's been patiently waiting for the company to reach out, but they never did. I'm Brian Shook.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. Before I bring Zoe on, let me play a little clip from Joe Biden's new choice for the chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff. He will be responsible for making sure that the people in the proper, you know, upper echelon of the military are chosen. Well, you would hope for all the right reasons, but, you know, I'm constantly confused. Take a listen.
You can't let it just be happenstance that brings in the diversity, whether it be race, gender, ethnic background, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background. You really got to spend some time thinking about it, because you may miss an opportunity if you don't really spend some time looking at the slate of candidates and then asking some hard questions. And that's an aspect of, you know, me as the chief of staff, when I sit down with Secretary Brett, we just had a conversation about this yesterday as we're looking at some key positions. You know, who are diverse candidates, and are we making sure we are grooming them so they have the opportunity? You can't let it do.
These are the best groomed candidates possible. Alfonso Rachel joins me. He does every week. Well, you look thoroughly confused there, bro.
I'm trying to process that word salad, man.
Well, not one time did he say the best person for the job. Right? Not once.
You can't say that. That sounds very exclusive. You can't say the best person for the
job. God bless. And that speech is a lot longer, but it is truly sickening. Because it truly is all about diversity and that kind of stuff. That's not going to keep us. The Chinese are laughing at us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hey, but that's... So I hope folks can realize this, man. I've been trying to warn folks for a long time. This beautiful sounding movement of diversity and divide share the same root, man. This mm-hmm. all this is fancy speak. Division is what they're trying to do. Is not only divide us morally, divide us socially, divide us from reality. Divide us as a country. That's what all this stuff is, man. And that's what they're trying to do. And I warned about this for a long time, you know, and now that here it is, this is happening in terms of the defense of our country. You're dividing our defense, man. Our defense force isn't unified. Our defense, the upper echelon of our defense, one of the shot callers of our defense, are promoting division among us, and with all this, and using the wedging tool of perversion to do it.
You see it now, they go, hey, we're going to send the 52nd Infantry Division. No, wait a minute. They don't have a black captain. Let's maybe you said the 63rd. Yeah, they got a black captain there. But I mean, I'm serious. She's like, you know, Winston Sears and that poor woman. She is the lieutenant governor. I think it's of South Carolina. And when she was elected, it was history. You know, a black woman, a black female elected to that position. And nothing. Crickets from mainstream media. So she hails SCOTUS's ruling today. She said, and she doesn't say it like in the politically correct term. She said, look, China isn't playing these stupid games. Why are we doing it? Right? It was so great. She said the slaves didn't die in the field so we could be saying in this country that we are victims for the rest of our existence.
Right.
You know, you just gotta love it when they come up and shove it in somebody's face. And yeah. It's so true. I love it when they do that. I really do. I love it when they're willing to be outspoken. But then you got the same thing. Look at Thomas went after Jackson today because Jackson put out a whole worldview on the Supreme Court ruling on affirmative action and how, you know, we still have a long way to go in this country and we can't back off of it now in the whole nine yards. He's like, you're still in that world of field slaves and house slaves. I mean, seriously?
Yeah.
And,
I mean,
go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm just rambling.
Hey, we were talking, you know, this kind of talk brings back to mind Booker T. Washington, and you know, just like Booker said, there's a class of people, man, who they make it a career. They're like doctors, man, who just they're not trying to. They're like doctors who aren't interested in giving you a cure, but just making money off of your symptoms, you know. And they just keep giving you a Band-Aid for that, and that's what these people do. They need this grievance to keep on going. It facilitates their livelihood. You know, they become masters at being able to do this, and that's what she does. She needs this narrative. And, unfortunately, there's people who just still, we have legions of people doing this.
Yeah, she believes, Jackson believes that without this, without, you know, without this kind of thing, you know, affirmative action, it'll be harder to bring the races together. And I'm thinking, wow, that is a really weird mindset. And realizing that the suit was brought, it was pushed on by Asians that were not given place at Harvard. They were being pushed aside. They're some of the highest achieving, when it comes to ethnicities, they are some of the highest achieving people in education because they place such an importance on education. And some people say, well, you know, hey, look, first of all, they're white, so of course they, you know, they do well. Because I don't know if you know this, but the English language has roots in white supremacy. I also read that today, which I thought was interesting. I you know what? I must have been in a coma for, you know, 50 of my 60 years of life because I didn't know about any of this stuff. Did you?
You know, and let me say this. You know, with the Asians, and when they say Asians, I'm not totally sure, like, who all they're talking about. Are they talking about, you know, Chinese? Are they talking about Japanese? Are they talking about, you know, Indians? That's all the Asian continent and whatnot. And this isn't necessarily something that's genetic. That's just their culture. They put this premium on this education. So, I mean, but to say that if Ketanji is so worried about black people not being able to succeed because of this white privilege and we have to have these safeguards in this thing. I mean, in a way, Joe, yeah, I kind of agree with her because the white man's keeping me down. They're called Democrats. And Democrats make sure that my message, you know, my content can't get out on YouTube, Twitter. Now, people will say, like, well, no, they're doing it to other people, other Christians. No. They say that they're the champions for black folks, right?
That's right.
Black people. Black lives matter and all that sort of stuff. Then if that's the case, why are they interfering with my content? They are purposely making sure that my content can't be seen. They have totally decimated my livelihood, pretty much. You know, my brand is pretty much destroyed. I can hardly be seen by anybody. So I mean, in a way, I agree with Ketanji that, yeah, throughout history, there have been white people who have purposely tried to keep black people down. That is a fact. That's a real thing. And they're called Democrats. And if there aren't things put in place to say that, hey, you know what? You're really not, that's illegal for you to do. But it shouldn't be things put in place to say, okay, now we have to give black people special privileges in order to do this or attend that and whichever. That doesn't need to be done. What needed to be done was like what Republicans did back in the 60s, both the 1860s and the 1960s, who came towards Democrats and be like, hey, you can't do that, man. And we're going to stop you from doing it either by legislation or by fire. You're not doing this stuff anymore. That's what needs to go down.
Yeah. See, you and I should start a coalition. I don't know what we call it, but we'll start one anyway. You know, I mean, I'm with you. It's kind of like, you know, how bad do you feel about yourself when you know, looking across the room, and it doesn't make it right, because somebody's going to say that, well, you shouldn't think that way. You're right. Too bad. You guys spread this stuff like cancer. You know, and I'm sitting across the room like I joked with you about the pilot. Did he get his job because he's black and there weren't enough black applicants or something? Or did he get his job because he's the best guy for the job?
Yeah,
the engineer that's building the Golden Gate Bridge. I mean, if he was a black guy, did he get that because, you know, because of affirmative action? Or did he get it because his calculus was fantastic?
Yeah, right. And I tell you what, Joe, it was plus 10 years ago. It was a while ago, man, maybe 15 or 16 years ago. I wanted to get my pilot's license and a commercial. And, you know, the flight instructor was like, you know, man, I'm really glad that you're here because there are hardly any black pilots. Hardly any.
I would look at, dude, you're slow. Because I would look at him and say, well, me stick, I'm black. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Yeah, go ahead. Swallow hard on that. We'll be right back.
Heck, if you can't see it.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just bring him on. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. And this week I'm having some fun with him because I'm beating up on this affirmative action thing. Quite interesting. The takes, even in the black community, the takes between one group versus another group. By the way, New York City Mayor Eric Adams, they verbally abused this woman who came up to confront him on something. And He went off on, you know, he can't speak to me like that. I'm a grown man. Don't stand in front of me like you're treating someone that's on the plantation that you own. I'm going, really? Is that really? Was that really necessary when this woman is mad because the rents are out of control and, you know, New York City has rent control and that kind of stuff? I just, come on. I don't get it. They got no off switch or something. I don't know. God bless. So while we were on break, I got a... I'm going to have to put my glasses off for this one. It's too small. Yeah, you'll need them soon, too. Don't you worry about it. I see you laughing at me over there. So, this white female Democrat, she's a former field organizer to elect Joe Biden at the White House. Erica Marsh is her name. She writes, today's Supreme Court decision is a direct attack on the black people. No black person will... God, this is sick. No black person will be able to succeed in a merit-based system, which is exactly why affirmative action-based programs were needed. Today's decision is a travesty to the black community. So, I don't even know what to say.
Oh, Lordy, Lord. Thank you, Mrs. Thank you, Mrs., for speaking up for us lonely black folks who can't do nothing without you. You wonderful white devils.
God. I mean, you got a lot of people out there right now listening to the show that would never even open their mouth and say or push back on this because they say, well, you know, I don't know. I'm not black. I don't have, you know, and to your point, yeah, it is definitely the Democrat Party that's keeping this pressure on.
Yeah.
But because, you know, you guys can't find, let me see, you can't find DMVs to be able to get IDs. You can't find lawyers to be able to start your businesses. You can't find CPA. I mean, Joe Biden said all that stuff.
Right.
And I'm always amazed that the community doesn't see. Do you see what they're saying about you?
Yeah. Yeah. What do we call it? What is it called? The soft bigotry of low expectations?
Yeah. You know, there you go. Yep.
You know, and people need to understand, and a lot of Republican voters need to understand this, because they keep denying that there's white supremacy in America. They keep denying that there's systemic racism. They keep denying that there's white privilege. And it's like, dude, look at Hunter Biden. If that's not proof of white privilege, I don't know what is. Right? So systemic racism and white supremacy. So you mean to tell me that there's no white supremacy when you have these Democrats out there who are saying black people don't know how to do these things, and they need us to hold our hands to do them. And we're such good and virtuous white people that we're even better than other white people. We're the goodest white people, right? That is a white supremacist mindset. And these people it's like lost on them, right? And that's one of the reasons why Republicans can't really fight it, because they don't recognize it. They don't recognize when white supremacy is like right in front of them. These white people think that they're even better than them, right? It's like, you don't get it. You know, but all that to say, Joe, you know, they're doing these things, and it's Democrats themselves who have manipulated and conditioned people on a broad spectrum to just stay in a circle of this stuff. And they're running the circus. They're running the circus, Joe. And it's difficult. People don't understand how difficult it is for black people to get out from under this, because Democrats are right flipping there. If blacks are even allowed to be born, if they're not aborted in these Democrat strategic places where the abortion clinics are, if they're even allowed to be born, Democrats are right there to make sure that kid is going to be indoctrinated and conditioned in the culture that they want them to be in, and educated with what they want them to be educated with, and have the beliefs they want them to have, and chalk it up to black culture and all that sort of stuff. They got them in a flipping bear trap, and a lot of people don't really understand that.
Yeah, look, growing up in a poor Italian neighborhood in the 70s, and I tell people all the time, don't take my word for it, go look at what the north end of Boston was like in the 70s. And the politicians would come in, all Democrats, you can imagine, no Republicans coming in there at the time. And they would talk about, you know, immigrants and how the Democrat Party was for the immigrants, and you worked hard to get here, and you know, you want the American dream, and you'll never get the American dream with so-and-so and such-and-such. We're your people. We're for democracy. Because, you know, again, a lot of those immigrants didn't understand the difference between a democracy and a republic, and you know, they just came from a socialist/communist environment. So democracy, right? Sounded great. Oh my God. You know, we have a say, and you guys are Democrats, so Democrats and democracy go together? Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And
yes.
They knew, dude, they were masters at playing that theme.
Yeah. And unfortunately, Republicans today are among the biggest advertisers for Democrats, because Republicans keep saying, we need to defend our democracy. And it's like, people hear that, and they're like,
well, if we're going to defend our democracy and democracy is so wonderful, well, why don't I just go vote for Democrats and just follow what it is that they do? Republicans are just pipering these people over to the Democrat Party.
Yeah. Yeah, it is amazing, and they don't see it. Part of it obviously comes from fear. Hey, so I don't know if you, did you read the story about Jada Pinkett Smith? Did you read that one about the drugs?
That shouldn't make me chuckle. I was a bit, you hear that name, it's just one of those things that just.
I don't know. I'm amazed. I'm amazed at how far she's gone off the rail. Anyway,
what's up with this one? What's the new thing?
So her son, Jaden, was doing an interview and said that mom, you ready for this one, was the first to introduce the family to psychedelic drugs.
Okay.
She actually brought them in for the kids to take and started having them take the drugs. This was a psychedelic science conference in Denver. And it was a really, really long time. She started trickling it in. It would help them with their psyche. It would help them. I'm saying, my God, how do you do that? how do you feed your kids drugs like that and try to argue it's fine?
Well, I mean, hey, we do got parents feeding their kids drugs right now to facilitate their fantasy that they're something else. You know, I mean, Jay, I guess, would be seen as a hero now. Unfortunately, maybe less than 10 years ago, we would be appalled at that if people do. It's like, girl, what's wrong with you? But I don't know. These celebrities, they get away with, you know, with this kind of stuff. And, you know, and it's if she's getting away with it, it's because there's white overseers that are allowing her to stay, you know, stay out, you know, being able to do it. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, maybe that's why Jaden, what's his name, Jaden? Maybe that's why he was talking about cutting off his wee-wee when he was, you know, remember that a few years ago?
Yeah.
He was in the news, like, I'm going to cut it off. I'm like, hey, so that might be the acid talking. You might not want to, or it might be them shrooms that you're taking that's convince you to take a some scissors to your little mushroom cap there. Don't you do it.
Don't. You know what? I'm going to kind of move it along a little bit. Apparently, she was giving them LSD and MDMA, even though those drugs are illegal in this country, right? Just to have for recreational use. But she said she gave it to them, ready for this one. This is that whacked mindset. She gave it to them so it would open up their minds, get them out of the old ways of thinking, okay? And open up the room, open up society, open. I'm like, wow, I can see that worked out really well for you and your kids. And what happened to Will Smith? He always plays these macho machismo roles. He's like a little mouse in the corner going, can I do this now, Jada? What do you think? Can I have permission?
No, he's not a mouse. Didn't you see the way he slapped Chris Rock?
Oh, God.
I guess maybe that's because it was his mousy response to his wife, and he went up there and, you know, and tried to reclaim some of that machismo by slapping little Chris Rock.
Yeah, let me... I don't get any of this stuff, dude. It goes by me at 100 miles an hour, and I look at it and go, okay, this isn't that hard. This is, you know what I'm saying?
So. You know, and the thing is, I mean, well, they're all perverts. I mean, Jada's pervert.
I'll give you that one.
Yeah, the person that she was having the affair with, I think, was Jaden's friend.
Ah, well, that makes sense.
Yeah, you know, that's right.
She wants to feel young and vibrant. I don't know. Anyway,
that could be it.
Let's just shoot me. All right, dude, come on. We got about 30 seconds. Tell people where to find your music, find the Bible study, find all of that stuff because they need to go there.
Thanks, Ben. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and they can catch my content there, like Zoloft, Zopium Den, which is the House of the Anti-Planet Daddy Bible Study. I've got my music project, Sledge X. So right now, my project with Sledge X is doing songs from Generation X and putting a little bit of a hard rock twist to them. So if you want some nostalgia,
That's not my generation, is it?
I think you're a boomer. I think you're a boomer.
Oh,
hey, boomers gave Generation X some great music. Man.
Oh, no, we had great music, great cars, and great-looking women. Anyway, Joe Bocini, your host, Doug O'Farr. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Dr. B joins me. She's going to analyze me. I need a lot of help, let me tell you. Be back in a few moments.